It's time for Rhema for Today.
But when from my heart I actually confess with my mouth the Lordship of Jesus, my life almost immediately took a turn. Like I said, nobody ever heard of him, though he'd been preaching for years, and he became, in the process of time, a world-renowned minister. It makes a difference. Now notice again that scripture there in Romans 10, 9 and 10 is not a confession of our sins, but it is confessing his lordship over our lives.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching confession series next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
So, let's look at the sinner again and his sins. His sins have been canceled. He's been restored. Our ministry should be a ministry of reconciliation, of restoring the favor. Hallelujah. Now, you see, he serves Satan. He's a child of the devil. He's guilty of only one sin, of rejecting Christ as Savior and Lord. And so God demands, can you see it, that he confess the Lordship of Jesus. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord. Now you see, that's real repentance. You see, the Greek word translated repentance means a change of mind, a change of purpose, and a change of will. You see, I think again that we missed it in the church as a whole, in that we do not know the difference between repentance and doing penance. Are you listening to me now? The Bible teaches repentance, but it doesn't teach doing penance. And yet people have sort of put doing penance and repentance together. No, the Greek word translated repentance means a change of mind, a change of will, a change of purpose. Well, you can readily see that if one, hallelujah, believes in his heart that God has raised Christ from the dead and confesses with his mouth, Jesus is now my Lord, he's changed his mind, he's changed his purpose, he's changed his will. Hallelujah, isn't that right? That's real repentance. And that's real faith. Praise God. Now, when we demand, and in some quarters it's this way, and in time past, most of us have been that way, I guess. We demand that the sinner confess his sins before God can make him a new creature. It would be just as sensible as it would be for the governor of the state to say to a life prisoner in prison, I'm going to parole you if you'll confess that you're in prison. Well, you see, it's a self-evident fact that he's in prison. They know he's confessing. It's a self-evident fact that the sinner is a child of the devil. The thing that he must do is confess the lordship of Christ and his salvation. He must let Jesus dominate his daily life. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord. You see, confessing the lordship of Jesus is the very heart of the gospel message. Now, few Christians really know what it'll mean to their life. But it should be made very clear to the unsaved. I remember hearing two different ministers through the years say this. One of them was Billy Graham. In his magazine a number of years ago, he made mention of the fact, you know, he believed Jesus as Savior. This other was a full gospel or Pentecostal preacher, and he never had done too much for God. But then he became world famous. Now, he'd been saved for years, you see, and both of these ministers said about the same thing. You know, they wanted Jesus as Savior, all right. They wanted to be saved, miss hell, and go to heaven. But they just sort of afraid to confess him as Lord. You know, like one of them said, well, maybe God might, this is the days when China was open, God might want me to go to missionary to China. You know. And if I confess him as my Lord, then that means that he has lordship over my life. Not me, not someone else. Jesus does. Now, Billy Graham said, the minute, though, that I made that confession and I gave the Lord lordship over my life, he's already evangelist, but nobody ever heard of it. Just almost overnight, he became renowned, became known. The other minister said almost the same thing. I was reading after the two of them at different times, you see. And he said, when I really, you know, confessed the Lord, and I'd been pastor, been an evangelist, been in the ministry for years, saved, baptized, the Holy Ghost, spoke in other tongues. Oh, you know, I might with lip service say, yeah, Jesus is Lord. You know, just say it with your mouth. Your heart's not in it. You know? But when from my heart I actually confess with my mouth the lordship of Jesus, my life almost immediately took a turn. Like I said, nobody ever heard of him, even though he'd been preaching for years, and he became, in the process of time, a world-renowned minister. It makes a difference. Now, notice, again, that scripture there in Romans 10, 9 and 10, is not a confession of our sins, but it is confessing his lordship over our lives. Who's running my life, me or Jesus? Makes a difference, doesn't it? Makes a difference. Amen. Now, this confession is a sign of our repentance and faith in Christ. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Now, that confession is not only for our sake, but it's for the sake of the world around about us, and it is for the sake of Satan who has ruled us. Because, you see, we're confessing that Satan is no longer our Lord, Jesus is. Satan is no longer our master, Jesus is. Satan has dominated us. Satan has ruled us. But see, we've changed rulers. Hallelujah. We've changed lords. Hallelujah. And so, in your inner being, in your heart, you believe in his resurrection. You believe that Jesus died for your sins according to the scriptures. You believe that he's raised from the dead for your justification. And so, with your lips, you make the confession that you are saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. That is, he believes he's right with God. Now, why? Because the Bible tells him that we just got through reading that 19th verse, he is reconciled to God or restored to favor with God by Christ Jesus. Righteousness here means right standing with God. He's restored to right standing with God. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is saved. So he believes that Christ is his righteousness. Thank God he is. He believes that he has right standing with God through Christ Jesus. And with his mouth, he makes confession that the work is done and that he's born again. Praise God. And in the next verse, we just read the 9th and 10th verses there of Romans 10. But in the next verse, he said, God goes on to say that whoever does this shall not be put to shame. Praise the Lord. In other words, God will not fail to keep his word with the man who believes on Jesus Christ and makes a public confession of his faith. It's more important than people realize to make a public confession. Notice what Jesus said in Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 32nd and 33rd verses. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, that's Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, well, that would be before the world, wouldn't it? Him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. So what is the main confession that the sinner makes? That's the Lordship of Jesus. That Jesus is his or her Lord.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Call to Arms Men's Conference is coming up yes. Really soon. Just
November 6th and 7th.
Yes, just a little over 3 weeks here, right here on the Rhema USA campus. Ladies, let me tell you, our husbands just leave everything up to us to organize them, to sign them up for things. So go right now, sign up your husband for Call to Arms, because I'm telling you what, he will come back a changed person. So that's November the 6th and 7th. That's Thursday night and all day Friday. Yes.
And Friday night. Rhema.org/CTA.
Yes.
You can register there. Hey, at the men's conference, you're going to get some good messages. But then also, we're going to have some fellowship time over in the NRC, the Nanowski Rec building. And there's, in the past, a lot of the guys get over there and they play basketball, they play volleyball. We sit around the table and just talk. And sometimes there is a football game on the TV, and we'll watch that and talk. It's just a great time of spiritual renewal and natural fellowship with men of like faith. So come on out and be with us.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.